Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Very fun times at the Wild 7 offices. Before we begin with the jewel giving, we would like to give you the crown jewel, which is our horror film, Debbie and the Devil. That's how I met April here.
Yes, sir.
Is there anything you'd like to say about Debbie and the Devil?
Oh, just that, you know, we recently put out a documentary, which I hope it's okay that I plugged that now.
Yes, about the making of it. Yeah.
Yes, it is called Hellacious, the making of an indie horror film. And yeah, it tells the whole story about how we met and how we made our movie and all the challenges that we faced.
Yes.
So if you're curious on how we all met and all of that.
Right.
Watch, it's on Tubi.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah. And so, Debbie and the Devil, of course, is on Tubi. It is the how Wild 7 was formed, and you can see the story of how Wild 7 is formed in the documentary that April just mentioned.
And Amiga's, the telenovela, is also on Tubi, and we'll get into all these movies and shows later on. I think they'll come up again, but, you know, so just wanted to preface this conversation by, you know, pointing out some of the horror comedy genre films that we've made, and, you know, we're really big on this genre. Horror specifically.
We love it.
Even in our comedy content, it's a big part of what we make. So, yeah, I'm excited to get into these lists.
You're so famous, Blake.
Hello and welcome to Mr. Red's Lair. I am your host, Mr. Red. Joining me is producer April, who produces films here.
You're so famous.
Hello.
How are you doing, April?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good, April. And I wanted to thank you for coming here and being a part of the show.
Oh, thank you.
And giving your whole, because basically with the structure of the show, what we're doing today is we're giving you some jewels for the spooky movie season. Isn't that right, April?
Exactly. We love horror. We love scary movie season.
And you're feeling...
We love Halloween.
You're feeling happy, yeah?
Feeling great.
Happy with me?
It's been a long time since I've been here.
Okay. Cool. All right. Okay, cool.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you, April. Thank you for joining us. So basically what we're going to do is every movie that's mentioned, you've probably heard of some of these, some of them not. They're just gifts to you, our dear Wild 7 community. And stuff, and we'd like to give them to you. And April was kind enough to make some lists, and they are themed. No,
I do have some, some categories. And when the music stops, I will read them.
Okay, and we are going. Hello, nerds. It is I, Mr. Red, Horseman of the Apocalypse. You are about to experience the shocking true story of the making of one of humanity's greatest works of cinema, Wild 7's horror film, Debbie and the Devil. You may be asking yourself, what is Debbie and the Devil? Well, sit back and relax, because you're about to find out.
it's great times here at Wild 7 Studios, and I'm just very happy with all the things that we've accomplished, all the things that we are going to accomplish. And I also want to say something. I would like to say thank you to the people in the Wild 7 community, and I would also like to say thank you to April. You have a marvelous, and I say this with complete respect, group of friends that have been nothing but supportive to everything that we do. And I just want to say to all of you, I would name names. I know the names. I'm bad with names. April knows this. Yeah. I know the names, but I'm afraid if I go down, if I list them, I'll leave someone out. And I don't want
to
do that.
Shout out to all of my friends, all my amigas. Yeah. Not only have they inspired a whole series, but they've been huge supporters of us.
Yes, really, really great folks. And really thank you off the top of my head.
And everybody else that supports Wild 7, we appreciate you.
Yes, very much so, very much so. Yeah. So let's get to those lists, April. Let's jump right into
it.
Okay, so do you want to list the lists and then we go through the list?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So each one a jewel we are giving
and
you.
And, I probably missed a lot of different genres or categories, but these are just the ones that I came up
and
with.
I just want to say this. If you've heard of all the films on these lists, I get it, asshole. You don't need to comment or anything.
Original list. Now people are nice.
Right, okay.
Hopefully, except for the ones that aren't.
Some people are dicks, right?
I post some of these things on TikTok.
Yeah.
And everyone's been nothing but kind.
Okay.
So.
Okay, cool.
You just got to find your group, your people.
Yeah.
And ignore the ones that are salty.
Yeah. Be our people.
But, you know, I guess before I start, this is a snob-free zone. There's nothing worse than a film snob. There's nothing worse than somebody that movie shames you.
Yeah.
So we're not those people. And don't be those people, okay?
Cinema is a wonderful planet, galaxy that everybody is able to go to.
Yeah.
You know, even
so many movies in the world.
Yeah. So go ahead.
But okay, some of the lists categories. Okay. We've got favorite 70s horror films. We've got favorite female directed horror films. Favorite foreign horror films. Vampire films, paranormal ghost films, alien movies, body horror films, found footage horror, zombie flicks, and high school horror films.
Okay.
Per your request.
What I suggest is the way we structure this, go down the list. Each list, Emmanuel, put a cool like cha-ching or jewels or something. Emmanuel, and I hate to put like pictures of the things and stuff like that. Yeah. So the viewer can see. Thank you, Emmanuel.
Thanks, Emmanuel.
You're the best. And then so basically go down them and then we'll comment on the meat of the list, then move on to the next list. Mm-hmm, right? Because she's a busy woman, people. Mm-hmm. She has a meetings and stuff like that. She has things to do.
Got things
and
to
stuff.
Do.
She's giving me her
That's
time.
That's all we do. That's what we all do.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. So we want to just start at the top?
Yes. Let's do it.
Okay. So I always like to have this debate with certain people or with horror fans. It's always 70s or 80s horror films.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a 70s girl. What about you, Nos?
80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some of the best horror films of all time. Well, one can argue all the best horror films.
I will correct this. Mm-hmm. I think, and if you disagree with me, I get it, asshole. You don't need to, okay. I feel like when I want to go to like a cheesier place, I go to the 80s.
Yeah.
And then the more like, this brought horror to, like, okay, for instance. I don't think many people will argue with me that like, if you were to mathematically figure out what was the scariest horror movie, I think The Exorcist.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people say that.
American, at least.
Right.
American.
And it's so, the thing is, the tone of The Exorcist, the parts with not the exorcism parts, which, by the way, I'm excited for the new movie.
Yeah, me too.
Very excited. Oh. The upcoming, no?
Oh, no, we're not talking about
that. No, not the new movie. I meant what did I say? The new sandwich. The new Exorcist
sandwich.
No,
we're not promoting any new movies on this podcast.
No. There's this sandwich joint down the street by where all the guys do their drugs.
The new
and
shop.
Yeah, it's and they have a
Subway
sandwich
sandwiches.
Called The Exorcist.
Right.
You twist it like the
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's very
I'm
clever.
Very excited to eat into
it's
that.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
You know, like, and we salute the right, whatever, you know, right. You know, we salute every working man, working woman, working everybody.
Yes, we are in full solidarity.
Yeah, full solidarity.
Our writers and actors
yes,
right
yes,
here.
Yes.
So in that vein, we're only talking about older films.
Yeah. So anyway, as I was saying, The Exorcist, I don't think many people would argue that it's the best. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it's like, it's such a good, like the human parts, there's very little cheesiness to it. You really buy the relationship with the mother and the daughter and stuff. It feels like a real thing, and that's what elevates it, I think. But then, like, I don't know, like, can you compare The Exorcist on that scale to, like, something like Nightmare on Elm Street? It's different, you know?
Yeah. Once you start getting into, like, the 90s horror and, like, even, like, the late 80s, it becomes a little bit more campy, I think.
Right. Yeah, right,
but there's something, that's why I really like the 70s. I don't know. It's just... It's its own genre. It's its own era. It's like, there's a specialness to 70s.
I have to ask, do you feel like in your formative film education, because you are properly schooled, that's why you know all the producer tricks, you know, like,
I wouldn't say properly,
but you know the systems.
I went to a Cal State.
You
film
know
school.
The systems.
I mean, they're all great though, right?
You know? April, she's being modest. You know the systems. Yeah. You know the programs.
Sure, the programs.
Yeah, you know them all.
Sure.
So do you think that, like, in your formative years, you were the 70s things were the most of what you were watching? Because
no, but I feel like in film school they don't really teach too much about horror, so I think it definitely gets overlooked. So, but it, as far as just all films, I would say 70s was a big part of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looking back now, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go through this list. I'm excited. Let's do it.
Yay. Okay. Just a few of my favorite 70s horror films. Okay. It's so hard. Okay. And in no particular order, except for the first one. Okay. Rosemary's Baby, my favorite. I know we don't like Roman Polanski.
No, we don't.
But we'll get into that later.
We will definitely get into that because you have another thing that you. Yeah. Told me about the article. Okay.
Okay. Carrie. Brilliant. Alien. The Ridley Scott. First one. The Exorcist. Don't Look Now. The Wicker Man. And Suspiria.
And all of those magnificent films.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if you're looking to get into the 70s horror, I think those are the...
Like the staple 70s.
Those are the crystals. Those are the jewels that we're giving you.
They
you're
are,
welcome.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, like, there's some other ones that didn't make the list, and some of them might actually be better, quote unquote better.
Right.
Like Texas Chainsaw, Jaws,
like I will
Black
say
Christmas and Halloween, but just my.
Wait a minute.
What the fuck?
I know.
Well, hold on. I didn't even, okay. We briefly had a pre-conversation about this.
Yeah.
And I did not. I'm not here to challenge you.
No, please.
But you know.
First of all, these lists aren't like the best horror films.
You have to understand
this. This is April's favorite horror films.
You have to understand this, okay? out there, we are independent filmmakers in an industry of giants. So we have to run ourselves in a very mafia-like Game of Thrones way. And so, I challenge you. To a degree.
Yeah, please.
But
what's the challenge?
She's Daenerys. She'll kill me with the dragons. But then the other ones, which one do you bump off? Halloween and Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I would...
Yeah.
Could you name... I know which one I would swap, but go ahead.
Well, that's the thing. Is the list the best or the favorites? Those are two different lists.
Right. An interesting question.
Like, I think Texas Chainsaw is one of the best, but it's too much... Like, I'm not that big on gore, even though I do love gore.
What?
I do, that's what I'm saying. I do love gory films. Like, I love Terrifier, like, you know, Saw. Like,
oh my
but
God.
When it comes to, like, films that I can rewatch over and over again, it's going to be the more, like, psychological, kind of artistic, kind of, like, all in all, just, like, enjoyable, where it's, like, it's more well-rounded.
Yet the day after she saw Terrifier 2... it was like she was describing a Christmas cake. She was like,
no, I love it.
Yeah. She was really into it. Okay. Name the list again.
Yeah. Read
the list. Yeah. Your list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah.
You can't argue that. Carrie. You can't argue that. Alien. You can't argue that. The Exorcist. You can't argue. Don't Look Now. That one's just a personal.
That's the thing that I would bump off. And
probably.
And then go ahead. And I know what else I would bump off.
Okay. And, The Wicker Man. Also personal favorite, but you could potentially bump it off. And then Suspiria, that one's a more polarizing movie. I think that, like, you either hate it or you love it.
No, I know what I would bump off. Don't Look Now, and I would bump off Rosemary's Baby. Yeah.
Stop it.
Who cares about that movie?
Now you're just being mean.
Yeah, no.
Are you serious?
I didn't find it all that scary.
It's not about that.
No, and I get it.
I'm not doing the scariest. See, these are different lists.
You're talking about best film.
I'm saying favorites.
Favorites? No, yeah. I would. The thing is, I have more of a history with Halloween and Texas Chainsaw Massacre than I ever did with Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah.
I watch Rosemary's Baby more as an academic
kind of study. I just love it all.
I remember Rosemary's Baby was one of the movies that before we made Debbie, I would go to San Francisco and write it. And then every day I would go to a DVD store and buy a horror DVD and then go back, watch it, and then write some of Debbie.
How funny.
And Rosemary's Baby was one of them. But that was one of them. And then Exorcist was one of them, even though I had seen that before. Exorcist, I remember watching that alone in this office building. And I was genuinely oh man, I'm a little scared.
The Exorcist?
Yeah. So I would bump off Don't Look Now and Rosemary's Baby. Because fuck him.
Well, that's fair.
There's the conversation that we'll have of art and artists and stuff. I'm not even taking that into account really. Though, look, all sense. What do you say? That's awful. That's an awful subject. You know, but just the movie itself.
Yeah, because
whatever.
Right. It's not an artist, like a painter. It's just one person involved in a painting. Movies usually take thousands of people, hundreds of people.
Right. Well, for instance, I will say
collaborative,
this. And I'm not saying Rosemary's Baby is a bad movie at all. It's a really great film.
It's excellent.
Excellent.
It's honestly the best, but okay.
You watch your... Yeah. I'm just saying in terms of my favorites and
right.
stuff.
And that's the thing. It's all opinion-based, and that's why you can't really go off of these articles of these are the top 10. Whose top is this? Everything is subjective. And then everything has bias.
I also want to say, that you were mentioning it's one person. Does what one person do?
Yeah.
Or does, does what one person does that take away, say, the heart and soul that Mia Farrow put into her performance?
And and one deciding factor for me is if I'm going to watch a movie, is usually, does that filmmaker own the rights to the movie? Are they profiting off of this movie?
Right.
I'm actually not sure about Rosemary's Baby.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I don't know that. But usually a director wouldn't.
Right. That was Warner Brothers or something? I don't remember, but
I don't see.
Paramount?
I think it was Paramount.
Hold up. Let me look.
Okay.
Well, it is an interesting conversation, art and artists. And April has another film that she's going to mention that really illustrates that argument finely. And what do you got there? You think it's I think it's either Paramount or Warner Brothers.
Sorry, I'm having trouble.
Or Asylum. Or Carol Co. A company that I miss.
It's Paramount.
It's Paramount? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I remember that.
I know my movie.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, it's like a big controversial topic. But I do really like that movie.
But then you don't put Halloween is not a favorite for your...
You know what? I think the franchise is really great, but I'm not a Halloween stan. And John Carpenter is obviously great. He's an amazing director, filmmaker. But I don't know. I rewatched Halloween recently, and I know this is such a hot take, but I mean, looking back, it's okay. No, I'm just kidding. It's not okay. It's really good, but it's not something that I'm I'm going to watch this over and over.
I think it's more simple
than I remembered it to be, but I think for the time it was really great, and it sparked, or influenced so many other horror films, and the music and everything, and the character are so revolutionary and stuff like that. But the story itself was very... It was a lot more simple than I remembered it to be.
Right. Yeah. See, I like that simplicity, and it is a movie that I watch
and very short,
quite a bit.
But it is good. But I think I have other favorites.
You have a better list.
It's just my personal favorites.
Right. Okay.
No shame to anybody.
And there's no movie shame here.
No.
Again, we discussed this. I don't want to talk about it. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Next list.
Okay. We've got favorite female directed horror films.
Okay.
All right. We got Raw and Titane, who are both by Julia DeCournau. She's one of my faves. Mm-hmm. Shout out, Julia. The Babadook by Jennifer Kent. Watcher by Chloe Okuno. The Love Witch by Anna Biller, Jennifer's Body. And that one was written by Diablo Cody, but it was directed by a woman named Karen Kusama. And American Psycho, which was adapted. It was an adapted novel, but it was directed by Mary Harron.
Okay. That's a pretty good list.
Yeah.
I would say honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Claire Denis.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
And Nas actually was the one who introduced me to Trouble Every Day.
Yes.
And thank you for that, because that's a great movie. I could see a lot of people have been influenced by this movie. Yeah. And French female directors are honestly some of the best, not going to lie. I mean, yeah. Julie Ducournau, you know, also French. But yeah.
And then
Claire Denis made High Life in the last, I don't know, 5 years ago?
Yeah, like it was around, I think, 2008.
Something like that. Yeah. Starring Robert Pattinson. Is it Mia Goth that's in that?
Is it?
No. Actually, it might be. And then let me look it up.
Oh, okay. So also, I would like to mention a director who's... I've only seen one film of hers, but I'm dying for you to see this film.
Oh, yeah. It is Mia Goth. And then Juliette Binoche and Andre 2000.
Oh, so Mia Goth was the daughter? That was her?
Yeah.
Oh, that's grown interesting. Up, yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Oh, okay. Because I first knew her in the Ty West movies, the X and the Pearl and stuff, which I enjoyed. Okay. Also, I just want to mention Antonia Bird directed this film Ravenous that I think is awesome.
You keep telling me about
it. Yeah,
it's
so
great.
But
I can't find it anywhere.
I'm going to hook you up with the copy.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Okay, nice. So go ahead. Others.
I mean, those are the top ones for me. But yeah, I love female directed horror films. It's my favorite genre. I know it's not technically a genre, but it is.
But I think it offers the perspective of human beings who live in a world where everything wants to kill them.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Like, that's a woman, right?
Yeah, a different perspective, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love it. All right, we've got favorite foreign horror films.
Okay.
That one's hard, because I actually have a lot of movie watching to do, a lot of studying and research and stuff like that to do in my lifetime. I've only seen so many horror films, and specifically foreign. But I'm gonna list my favorites.
Okay.
All right, so we've got Suspiria, The Babadook, Train to Busan, Knife Plus Heart, Pulse, the original, Climax, The Platform, and Shudder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shudder. Who directed that one?
That was...
I remember, but
it
I don't
says
remember.
Two people. Banjong. Oh, I'm going to butcher these names. Banjong Pisanthanakun and Parkpoom Wongpoom.
Well, okay. Okay.
I apologize.
This was from where? Do you remember?
Thailand?
Oh,
yeah.
Neat.
You know, it's funny. I recently posted a TikTok video talking about some of my favorite films. Horror films, I forgot what the category was, but somebody mentioned, I was talking about Pulse and how I love Pulse and stuff like that, which is a Japanese horror film, but somebody mentioned that J-horror isn't that scary and that Thai and Korean horror beat Japanese horror.
Interesting.
So that's like an interesting conversation, and now I want to watch more Thai horror films.
Yeah. I just recently saw a Thai kaiju film.
Yeah.
That was very cool with the special effects. It was really good.
Nice.
April, have you seen Martyrs?
No.
You haven't seen Martyrs?
Oh, no, my sorry. God.
I wanted to do the movie shame thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you sorry. Scared me.
sorry.
No.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No, but it's on my list, yeah.
Yeah?
I feel like it is on a lot of people's lists.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, I heard it's one of those really messy ones, like messed up ones.
Yeah. Okay, that's a pretty good list.
Wait, is Martyrs a foreign?
It's French, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I think it's French.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm a fan of French horror. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I struggle.
Do you have any personal favorite?
Well, just right now, I was looking at my list of high school horror.
Yeah.
I'll save it. But foreign horror, I have a few that I like, but off the top of my head, I'm drawing a blank. Like, for instance, okay, there's a film. It rides the line between horror and crime, kind of.
Yeah.
And I mention it just because it is a gem that I don't hear mentioned a lot in conversation, but The Chaser. It's this Korean film about a pimp who's an ex-cop, and he finds out that somebody is killing his girls.
Mm.
And he goes looking for him, and it's very, like, relentlessly horrific.
And is it, it's not horror per se?
I think it's technically horror. I think you would find it in the horror section. Mm. I think you would find it in the horror section. And then, like, I mean, I could look at my, I'll look at my letterbox. I'm going to just run down my letterbox.
I mean, for sure, it's hard to be put on the spot like that. But
yeah.
I mean, I know that you're a fan of Battle Royale.
Right. And then that's the other thing. Like, I don't know if you could say Ichi the Killer is horror.
Yeah.
Because it's technically a Yakuza gangster movie that's just on drugs.
I feel like no, but that's an argument.
Right. Exactly. Like, it has horror imagery in the gore and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, scary.
I mean, when you go to, like, a site like Canopy, which I like to praise Canopy with a K.
Yeah.
It's a free streaming service that you can get through your school or your public library. Mm. Anyway, a lot of really great films on there, but when you go to their categories, it's always like horror/thriller.
It's often
like combined with thriller.
Right.
And it's always combined. You know, sometimes it's like horror, thriller, and even like fantasy a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, there's an overlap.
They call them like speculative genres. Like, they all overlap. So whatever.
It's all the same.
It's hard to say like what is horror, because oftentimes they're like mixed with other genres.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's cool. All perspective, I guess.
It's all a thing. Cinema is for everyone, you guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Cool.
I love that. So, yeah. Okay. Let's get into the next. Do you want to add anything else?
No. Go for it.
Okay. This one, I think you might have a better list than me.
Okay.
And this kind of made me reflect, like, okay, I actually haven't seen that many vampire movies.
Okay.
I've seen movies that are like not vampire per se, but they're like basically the same concept, because like, that old kind of the idea, the folklore behind vampires is so broad.
Yeah.
And it could be like interpreted in different ways.
Right.
But okay. I recently just saw Let the Right One In, which is the Swedish film. Mm-hmm. I really like that one. Bram Stoker's Dracula by Francis Ford Coppola. That's one of the best vampire movies. I mean, I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yes.
It's pretty epic, of course. That's Robert Rodriguez.
Shout
and Quentin
out to
Tarantino.
The OGs.
Yeah. It's epic. And then, I know this is more of like a parody film, but it's What We Do in the Shadows by Jemaine Clement and Taika Waititi. But, I mean, we have to include our more modern vampire films, and I think that movie is pretty great.
Yeah. It's funny.
I've seen
it twice. Yeah.
Yeah?
Very funny. Yeah,
I love it.
Funny stuff. Yeah.
I love it because it's very satirical and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, you probably have more.
Oh, so that was it?
Very short.
Well, no, I just wanted to add to that list. That's a great list.
Yeah.
But I wanted to add Near Dark by Catherine. Somebody in the neighborhood has died.
Oh, no.
Because of spookiness. The spooky.
Hold for sirens.
There's a spooky disease going around.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just kidding. Near Dark by Catherine Bigelow.
Oh, right.
And it's a great vampire movie. And there's this one scene that's talked about often in a bar, where it's like vampire like cowboys, like vampire like bandits almost.
That's
or
cool.
something. It's pretty cool. And then Interview with the Vampire was great. I thought, you know.
I'll be the first to admit I've never seen it.
Yeah, yeah, no, no, no. It's a good one. And then John Carpenter's Vampires is fun. It's fun.
Vampires?
Yeah, yeah. He did it. It's with James Woods.
Oh, crazy.
And stuff. It's pretty good. Yeah, 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 yeah. But and I'm sure there's a lot of vampire movies. There's a lot.
Yeah.
But great list.
But the great list combined. So that's brought to you by Wild 7.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Okay.
We've got ghost films. Favorite ghost films.
Okay.
And then we should... so much to talk about. But it's like, which genre is your favorite?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Going to go through these quickly. So we got the Paranormal Activity franchise, but I'll just say number one because number one's always it's usually the best. Pulse, The Others, The Shining, Insidious, The Sixth Sense. I mean, you know, those are I feel like those are the most standard, but like The Others, I'm obsessed with. I think Paranormal Activity is underrated.
Right.
And then Pulse is like obviously one of my favorites.
Yeah. And then there's all these like old. Like old, like ghost, like gothic romance-y ghost
right, exactly.
Movies. Like The Innocents. Have you ever seen that?
I've heard of it.
I've seen it. Like it's interesting. Yeah. I'm not big on the genre really, because I'm not afraid of that. Like it's not like I'm not
really?
Like yeah, no, I'm not like.
But like the psychological ones, like The Sixth Sense and The Others.
Yeah, those are cool. I like it when it's like a gothic romance kind of thing. That's cool.
Yeah.
But like. Like a haunted house movie doesn't scare me.
So Paranormal never scared you?
No.
Really?
No, no, not at all.
Damn. Okay.
And I respect the filmmaking behind it, but those movies never.
Man, those were so scary.
Yeah, no, I never found those scary.
I watched those in theaters in high school.
Because I'm brave. Right, right. No, I'm just kidding. And you are brave as well. I'm not challenging you.
No, I love being scared though.
Yeah,
I do.
For sure.
So it's like, oof. I'm not scared of ghosts, but I think the idea behind like. Yeah, like something that's unseen is pretty scary.
I'll give you that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Go for it. Okay.
But and even like The Shining, I don't think is scary to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think just like these are some of the greater films.
Yeah.
I mean?
Cool. Cool. Okay. Okay. But cool. Go
okay.
For it. Okay.
Any else to add? Any else? Any anything else to add?
Anything else to add?
So
this
that
was
one.
That was
Ghost. Ghost Paranormal.
No, there are like The Shining. You said The Shining. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that might be the best one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All in all, it's definitely the best
one. Yeah. Like that one, I like where like the ghosts of like they make people go nuts and stuff.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you know, like,
exactly.
But yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. We got alien movies.
Okay.
I love the genre.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, man. Okay. So we've got Alien and Aliens.
Right.
And I don't know which one I like more. I feel like Aliens is more epic, but I love the horror, like the horror-ness to, like the straight horror element.
Right,
sci-fi too.
Right.
To the first Alien.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Prometheus.
Yeah.
Arrival, a little bit more modern. I mean, Signs, They Live.
Arrival is horror?
Okay, maybe not.
Oh wait, well, so do these have to be aliens?
Well, I don't know. I just made an aliens.
Okay,
movie
okay,
list.
Okay, okay.
Because
okay.
Like when I think about like Halloween, I think about like okay, aliens, and then it's like well, alien movies tend to be horror, or horror comedy, or horror thriller.
Right, right, right. Okay, okay.
But
okay.
You know what? I mean, do you think Alien or Arrival was scary, at all, or not really?
Arrival was maybe philosophically scary.
Yeah.
Not scary, but like just kind of like.
Like it was
you
definitely intense.
Yeah, you think and you think about life.
Yeah.
Big time with that. Like you think of like life and death and stuff. So
it's
maybe
it's so good. Oh my god.
Yeah,
it's one
no,
of my favorites.
it's a great.
But
film.
I guess yeah, it's a good question because like you know Independence Day is an alien movie too, right?
Yeah, Amy Adams is the best.
She's the whenever Noah says the best,
right.
He means she's pretty.
Right, right. She's greatly, greatly. Hope to work with her one day. But yeah, go ahead. Okay.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, that's a good point. If we're just talking about horror, Signs is. Clearly one of the best.
Okay.
I mean, I rewatched that recently and it's amazingly made. And it was so scary the first time I saw that alien walk by on the camera.
You can get revenge on me for the shock that I gave you when I say I haven't seen Signs.
What?
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, that's right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You should have taken.
That's.
you could have really.
No.
You know. But okay. No, I haven't seen
that's
it
right.
yet.
Okay.
You know what's funny, and I like M. Night.
Yeah.
Look, M. Night Shyamalan is a director that like he had massive success with The Sixth Sense, right?
Right.
And then Unbreakable was great, and Signs was great.
Right.
And then, like, it became fashionable when he would come out with a movie that some people would be like, you know, just be negative about his stuff. But I never got caught up in that. But I also missed a lot of his films, yeah. I admit.
Well, I can't imagine being like a younger filmmaker and having such great movies early on and then having to compete with yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
It's kind of like a curse.
Right.
That, you know, he had. I mean, The Signs and The Sixth Sense were
in the
top films.
In the words of Eminem, my competition can't see me because I don't own a mirror.
I'm dead.
Thank you. That's me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck you, Shyamalan. Fight me. No, I'm just. I'm joking. I'm joking. I got aggressive there. I'm sorry.
It happens on the layers sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes I get in touch with my street life side. And yeah.
Okay, but let me finish.
Go for it.
The last two on my list are They Live and then Under the Skin.
I love Under the Skin. That's a great one.
Yeah.
The one with ScarJo.
Yeah, and that's like not your traditional alien movie.
Right.
But I love it. That's why I love it so much, because it's like, oh shit, like this. Yeah. It's like a very intense, like art house thriller, kind of alien horror film.
That's cool.
A mesh of a lot of different.
I love that movie. I love that style.
Mm-hmm. Very creepy music by Mika Levy. It's like the composer. I love her music.
Who directed it?
Oh man.
Glazer, right? Jonathan Glazer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jonathan Glazer.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with his work, but.
Yeah. He did this one movie, you got to see, Sexy Beast. Have you seen Sexy Beast?
No.
Sorry. Okay. Okay.
I think you've told me about it, actually.
Right. It's pretty good. It was a big favorite.
Oh, and then there is a movie on here. Would you consider Pacific Rim an alien movie?
Yeah, because they are technically aliens, right? Or they come from another dimension.
Do you consider, underwater creatures aliens?
That could be a subgenre.
It doesn't exist.
I mean, I think, you know, like there's that James Cameron movie, The Abyss. Mm-hmm. There used to be this show on TV called SeaQuest.
Right. Like, okay,
and it
like,
is kind of like the
Jaws,
unknown.
Right. Jaws is not an alien because sharks are not alien to us anymore.
But it is technically a creature feature.
Creature feature.
Right.
But then like you think about, and we could talk about this movie because it's older. Nope. You know,
creature
in the sky.
Yeah.
Which is, it's quote unquote alien movie or whatever, or UFO movie, whatever you want to call it. But it's just in the sky. So like what separates the underwater creatures from the sky creatures? That's more of a philosophical question, but I'll leave that there.
Nope isn't new, right? Like it's
no.
I went nuts for Nope.
It came out 2 years ago.
Nuts for Nope, I went.
I loved it.
I loved it so much. Jordan Peele.
So fun.
Genius. Yeah. Okay, go for it.
Do you have a... Oh, and the last one, I don't think... Did I mention Annihilation?
You know, I haven't seen that one, but I'm curious to see it.
I just saw it a few days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it always... I didn't think it was going to be, like, horror.
Oh, it is?
I mean, people will argue probably in the comments, but like, it's not horror.
Right.
But it's an Alex Garland movie, so, like, you know, a lot of his
films...
Did
he do Ex Machina?
Ex Machina.
Right, which I enjoyed.
Yeah, and Men.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that was...
So they all kind of fall under... You know, some type of horror. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know,
it was good. Whatever. It was weird.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
What, Men?
Men. It was a weird movie.
It was an interesting movie.
It was interesting.
I'm not gonna say I didn't.
No, I just feel like.
But I think I like his other movies more.
It was Alex. calm down with whatever you're doing. I don't know what you're saying here. It's very strange. Very strange. But I respect, and I liked Ex Machina. And who am I to talk about Alex Garland?
Yeah. But Annihilation was really good.
But if you want to fight me, mother... No, I'm just kidding. God. No, I'm just kidding. Nobody fights anybody. This is a world of peace. Okay, go for it. Okay.
Yeah, but no... You got to watch Annihilation.
Annihilation. Okay.
Natalie Portman's in it. Jason.
Oh, she's great.
What's her name? Jennifer Jason Leigh.
By the way, I say this person is great, that person. Like, who the fuck am I? I'm just saying.
They are great.
Yeah. Natalie Portman's great.
But no, it's got a crazy twist.
Who else is in it?
I think her name was Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Oh, okay.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's her name, right?
Yeah.
She's in it. A few other recognizable faces. Like, blanking on their names.
Okay.
Really great cast, you know. It's about female scientists that go into this like weird, you know, energy kind of colorful like thing. It's like a, and they speculate it might be, you know, from out of this world or whatever.
Right.
And they have to go and research it and find out why it's spreading, why it's taking over, and why people haven't been able to come out of that rainbow energy field or whatever you want to call it.
I have to say there's an author that I like. I've read one of his like longer short stories, and I've read a bunch of his short stories because I don't think he even wrote like a full on novel, but H.P. Lovecraft.
Yeah.
Where it's very.
It feels like that kind of color out of space vibe. Yeah.
Right.
And that's
exactly.
That's its own genre too, right?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily space, but it's like, right?
Right. Yeah. Lovecraftian horror.
Space-like.
For sure. In fact, I mean, if you
space
look
on
at.
Space on Earth almost, right? That should be its own genre.
If you look at Alien and you compare it to At the Mountains of Madness. Mm-hmm. There's no way the screenwriter of Alien did not read At the Mountains of Madness at some point. Mm. It just the descriptions of this kind of gross organic matter and stuff like that. It's very Lovecraftian. So yes, I would definitely say Lovecraftian horror is definitely a subgenre. In fact, I went on a kick of
Barbarians kind of Lovecraftian.
Yeah.
A little bit.
In
a different way. Not in that way, but I was reading a short story.
Unknown.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A weird creature, you know.
There was a director, I believe he passed away, but Stuart Gordon, and he did Reanimator that Sam and Chris has mentioned a bunch of times and stuff. And he did a bunch of like Lovecraftian horror films and stuff. They're very fun.
Nice.
Lovecraftian horror is fun.
Exactly. If you're a horror fan, you're probably a H.P. Lovecraft.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Okay, cool. Moving on.
Oh, but wait, I just want to say this.
Oh, Aliens.
Not that this could not scratch the surface of the great Alien movies out there, but there is one film that if you watch it and then you look at Alien, you're like, oh, I see.
Right.
But Mario Bava's Planet of the Vampires.
Oh.
Now, I can't speak to, like, say, Ridley Scott or this or that, but it just seems like somebody might have seen it involved in that film. Ridley Scott.
No matter how great of a director you are, filmmaker you are, you're influenced by another filmmaker.
Yeah.
So, you know, you always watch a movie and you're like, oh, I see, you know, this other person who stole from it, or like, you know, there's always connections.
Yeah. The good ones copy, the great ones steal.
Exactly.
Cool. Okay.
But that's cool. Do you have any more to add to, any aliens?
No, that was
Mars Attacks.
Mars Attacks, I love.
Or what about Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
That's a movie.
That's kind of an alien movie.
But you know what's funny?
Right?
When I was a kid, I was terrified of that movie.
Yeah.
And then finally in my 20s, like the year after I got out of jail, I on a Halloween, it was like the anniversary of that, and it was Halloween, and I bought a bunch of candy, and I lined up a bunch of horror movies to celebrate my freedom, and Killer Clowns from Outer Space was one of them. And you know what I thought? I thought, this is not scary. I'm very proud of myself.
Ash was telling me that she saw it recently, and she's like, you have to watch this movie. It's so crazy.
Really?
It's so campy. Like, yeah.
Oh.
I've actually never seen it, but she was like, you have to watch this
movie. Did you see it?
No.
It's weird.
I have yet to watch that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I've seen Mars Attacks. But
yeah. I love Mars Attacks. That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, go for it.
All right. We've got body horror. This one, I feel like I'm missing so many, but these are just personally some of my favorites.
Cool.
And I've already like listed a lot of these, but so Titane, Raw, Trouble Every Day, Rosemary's Baby, and Alien.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Alien is technically... can technically be considered a body horror.
So then what about... Okay, there's a bunch I'm going to name, but they're all from one guy.
Yeah, Cronenberg.
Yeah. That's the thing. If you're going to do a body horror, before you read the list, I was like, well, wouldn't they all just be Cronenberg films?
Right. See, I'm not that educated on Cronenberg.
Right. Well, I can say, you know...
And I will say, probably all... Well, I know that for a fact, Julie de Kernel is very influenced by Cronenberg.
Yeah, yeah, very much.
And then you have Cronenberg's son, Brandon Cronenberg, who is like the new body horror guy.
He did the, what was the last one that he did?
Well, he did Possessor, right?
Oh, wait, can we even talk about it? No, no, never mind.
Infinity Pool came out a while ago.
Okay.
That he did Possessor and then Infinity Pool.
That was interesting. I never saw Possessor, though.
Yeah.
I heard Possessor was really
good. That one was good, yeah. Infinity Pool, I was like, whatever about.
The biggest Cronenberg films that come to mind in terms of body horror are The Fly.
Yeah. Videodrome.
Videodrome. Yeah. I would say Dead Ringers.
Okay.
Even though I don't remember too much from that. I got to rewatch that. I don't remember too much from that.
The Fly.
The Fly. Yeah. And then Scanners, but I don't remember too much from that either. I just remember the heads explode.
And this Halloween season, I'm going to go through the whole Cronenberg library and just...
Right. Yeah.
You know.
That and the Bava.
Because I've seen like a couple like a long time ago, but I'm not going to lie. Like, it's been a while.
Right. Yeah, no, he's a fun director to...
Yeah, I mean, he's like the body horror king, right?
Yeah. Just get a big old bowl of popcorn and watch some slits open up on James Woods and put a video in there. You know, it's very nice stuff. Very fun stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
Oh, and there was also the other Cronenberg movie. Oh, yeah, his latest. What was it called?
Oh, can we talk about that?
But yeah, that was older.
Crimes of the Future.
That's the one, Crimes of the Future.
I read a review of that where somebody was like, wait, I think Cronenberg has been being serious this whole time. like he means all of this stuff. And
well, I mean, there's a lot of really interesting points to it.
Right. No, I think it's interesting.
The evolution of the body and like, you know. All that
blessings
stuff.
To Cronenberg.
But anyway.
I say it like that because there's a Kendrick Lamar verse where, do you remember that one time he dropped a song and it was like calling out all the rappers? And then he's like, blessings to Paul McCartney. I said, blessings to Cronenberg.
No.
You know, okay, never mind. No, I only keep up on these things. But okay, go for it. Okay.
All right, we got found footage horror, right? There is a lot in this category. So the obvious ones are Blair Witch and Paranormal. Those are like the more popular mainstream found footage horror films.
Okay.
So I'm going to skip those.
You said Blair Witch and Paranormal.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. We've got, and I know Nas is going to fight me on some of these.
Okay.
And just to preface this by found footage is the lowest of lowest budgets of horror films.
Yes.
People literally can film this on their phone, camcorders, or just really cheap cameras.
Yeah.
And make it look like it's, you know, surveillance cameras.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be found footage. All right. We got All Hallows Eve. And that was by Damien Leone, who did the whole Terrifier franchise. And so this is the first time you are introduced to Art the Clown. But yeah, that's a found footage horror film. VHS is probably my favorite after like the Blair Witch and Paranormal. Mm-hmm. There's a whole franchise of VHS films and it's an anthology film, but like, and what's it called? Ty West actually directed one in the first VHS.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember which one it was, but all of the short films in VHS are so, they're so good and they're so scary and they're so like, some of them are so like, they're paranormal. They're like a little bit of sci-fi sometimes. They're freaky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we have, I'll leave this one for last. We have Creep, and that's written by Mark Duplass, directed by Patrick Bryce. I'm not familiar with him.
Hey, filmmakers, by the way, if you ever want to get pumped up about indie filmmaking and making your own movie, go look up Mark Duplass, South by Southwest keynote speech, I think. Did you see that
one? No, you told me about it.
Yeah. I saw it right before I made Debbie, and it kind of...
Yeah, the Duplass brothers are like someone to admire for sure. And then he's also in it. So we have Creep, then we have the Descent, we have As Above, So Below, and then we have Hell House LLC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
No, in fact, let's kick this off. Listen, the films on that, some of them I haven't seen. I haven't seen Creep. Mm. I heard that's really good.
Yeah, I like it.
I heard that's really good.
Even just as an indie film, I'm really like
Right. Hell House LLC.
Yeah.
I saw it last night.
Yeah, I recommended it to Nas.
Right. And it's
What did you think?
It was interesting.
Did you finish it though?
I did.
Okay, cool.
I did, but then I admit.
Yeah.
I was talking to Alex had called me.
Oh my god.
And so we tend to like.
You didn't even give it full.
No, right. I was listening. I was watching the images and I saw this clown. I was like, oh. Ooh.
Oh, so you were scared.
No, scared. Oh, excuse me. Listen, I will let you guys in on something without being too specific because of legal matters in show business. But there has been a recent film, I won't say what, that has come out and people are enjoying it. And it was told to me that it's incredibly scary and jump scary.
Right.
And so April went and saw it, and she thinks I'm coward for not going to see it. I'm just waiting for it to come to streaming and stuff because I don't like jump scares.
So he can watch it at home. So I can watch comfort it. Of his own home.
But I'm watching this Hell House. I'm like, April is the horror queen.
Okay. Yeah. But I'll admit Hell House LLC started a little bit slow because it it has like a more documentary approach in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I'm not big on documentaries. But just because, I mean, if they're going to be a documentary, make it entertaining, of course. But that being said, I really like that it transitioned to more found footage.
Yeah.
Or like, there's like the main character woman who is getting interrogated about this like opening night of a haunted house event.
Right, right, right.
Something went really wrong, but no one knows exactly what happened, right? So she goes into the like interrogation room, turns in some tapes, and she's talking to somebody off screen, like a reporter or whoever's interviewing her. And we basically see what went down in these tapes.
Right.
And it's like, you discover more and more stuff.
Okay.
And it gets, honestly, it's pretty creepy, and there's a really good twist.
Here's my issue.
And you weren't even paying attention.
No, I was paying attention to the part, like the imagery.
No, it's not the same.
You know, and Alex talking about his life and my life.
So, can't multitask.
We like to smoke weed and talk about our lives over the phone and talk about wrestling and pop culture.
And watch a movie.
Yeah, but okay. My issue with it was, not issue, I guess kind of issue with
sure,
you.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, sure. I'm watching it and I'm like, you know, April has said a lot of things that I like are like cheesy, like creep show. And then I recommended a movie, which we'll get to. We'll briefly discuss it. And I'm watching this and I'm like, and this isn't?
No. Okay. See, that's.
And like, I don't mean to raise my voice. Oh, my God.
How dare you?
Right.
No. I never said it wasn't cheesy. I'm allowed to like a little cheese.
No, right. You think it was.
That's what I mean. Like, I think found footage is the. It's the, I'm not going to say cheap, but it is the lower, for lack of a better word, the lower class genre of all the horror films.
Right. Now, mind you, we have a bit of found footage in ours. And also, I want to add to that list, a friend of Wild 7, Jesse Heisel's film, We Found Something, which is a great film. You can watch it on Tubi.
Nice.
It's available on various platforms and stuff like
there
that.
We go.
But no, yeah, it is. I mean, I say this in regards to our film, like, when we ran out of money, that's when we did the found footage stuff. Because that's, and the thing is, it is the best genre for an outsider filmmaker to go. And you could really do like cool creative stuff. I want to say to the in regards to the filmmakers of Hell House LLC, I liked it on a filmmaking level. It's like cool that they made it and whoever this fella is or person or whoever.
But it was scary. Like, I don't know if you were paying attention to the twist and everything.
Yeah. I didn't get it.
See, you didn't watch it then.
No, right. Like, I don't.
This is a spoiler-free zone. Is that correct?
We were talking about Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Alex.
Oh, right.
Crush someone.
Yeah, no, I don't want to spoil it, but I'll tell you off screen later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I need it to be clarified.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Or do you want me to say now? We could bleep it?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Basically. Back.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Cool. High school horror. Is that the next one?
Yes, the next list.
Okay. I actually made a list for this one. You go for it, April. There are no wrong answers.
Yeah, I mean, this is such a big that's a big one. Cuz there's a lot of movies that kind of fall into the category and they're kind of off like right next to it, but not. Anyway, all right. These are the ones I came up with.
Okay.
Carrie is probably at the top of the list for me. Scream. All right, I put this one on there. Heathers.
Okay.
Okay. I put Battle Royale.
Missed that one.
Because that one's, that one's very high school. Like.
Sorry.
Then we have, the one I'm embarrassed to even say, but like this is a whole conversation, is Jeepers Creepers 2.
Get out of my life.
Okay. And
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it.
I've never seen it. And the thing is, I think if I was your generation, I might have seen it. Because the thing is, that guy made a movie that came out when I was in junior high called Powder.
Oh, no.
You saw that?
No, but I heard the backstory behind it.
Right. Well, the thing that fucks with me is I saw that when I was.
So the main star is the little kid.
When I saw it, these kids looked older to me. Okay. I was in seventh grade or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember when. Yeah. It was like either before junior high or during junior high.
Yeah.
And I admit, just thinking of it, I don't know.
Okay,
I don't
so
like.
Backstory.
I don't like.
And I have to say, trigger warning.
I don't like.
We're going to talk about some stuff about Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
Well, first and foremost, like, Jeepers Creepers, I watched when I was a little girl. Like, I was probably like 8 years old, maybe.
Right.
Maybe even younger.
Right.
It was one of the first things that, like, scarred me. When I remember the first time I saw Jeepers Creepers, like, close up on his face.
Mm.
I don't know if you remember the scene in the first movie where you see his face for the first time. He's like, he's in the street. And anyway, I like started crying. But okay, I was like 7.
Whoa,
okay.
Really? Yeah. Oh, the horror queen reveals.
I was 7. Okay. I straight up, I was like so scared because he was just creepy. He had these creepy teeth and he's just like creepy.
Yeah.
But it's funny because it's not funny, but it's like so ironic that this movie is called Jeepers Creepers. And the person who made the movie is a literal creep.
Yeah.
But not beyond a creep. He's a file.
Yeah. Like a convicted by the state.
Yeah.
File.
So, and the reason it trips me out. Okay.
Which I hate talking about it because it's like, I don't even want to be like around
it's
conversation.
Disgusting.
It's gross.
It gives me
like
the Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah. Which that is weird that he was.
Right.
Very.
And there's articles that talk about how he put that into the movie in a way.
Right.
Where, like, if you watch it, like, it's kind of about that a little bit.
Right.
But I don't know. That's just a theory.
Emmanuel,
but
bleep out.
Please. I hate the
yeah,
word.
Yeah.
Pedo. Can we say, like, we do need a code word for it.
Diddler.
Oh, I hate that
you
word.
You hate that
I
word, too.
That
yeah,
word.
I know she hates that word. That's why I left.
No, it has to be, like,
It's just the worst. And look, it is
Pepto-Bismol.
Separating the artist from art is a thing.
He's a Pepto. There we
go. Yeah, exactly. Like, I think somebody could sit and enjoy Jeepers Creepers, and nobody could tell them about the backstory, and they'd be like, "Oh, that was a good
movie."
Well,
see, that's the thing.
I don't know.
When I was introduced to the whole franchise, you know, watching the first one and the second one, I had no idea.
Right.
But the crazy thing is, when I did learn about it, I thought that that happened after the second movie.
Oh.
But that whole conviction was after his first movie, Powder.
No. Well, what's crazy is it goes before that.
What was it called? It was like
I don't know
something house like
okay yeah
powerhouse.
I don't remember, like, but I what I know is he made one film, then he did the horrible crime.
But this is like in the '80s.
Yeah. And then I think he had a period of just not doing anything or something.
And he only went to prison for a little over a year,
which is nuts. Just cut his, you know.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
That's like, what I'm saying. Bleep that. We gotta bleep that too.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
But yeah, no, he's pretty disgusting, and yeah, so that's why it's a controversial topic. But when I saw Jeepers Creepers 2 for the first time, I mean, it was scary, and it was one of the more interesting like horror films that were like around, you know, revolving around like a high school or a group of high school people.
Right.
But now looking back and knowing the backstory, it's all creepy.
It's gross and strange. And the thing is, like, it's like, okay, for instance, there's a bunch of Roman Polanski films I haven't seen.
Right.
If a friend really strongly recommended me to see one, I will watch it. I'm not like, you know. But at the same time, it's like, I'm not going to go out of my... I have a miles... Ah! Sorry, my headphones popped out of my head. I have a list that is miles long of movies that I have to get to.
Right.
Some of them from people that I greatly... eternally respect and admire. Like, for instance, like, I'm the biggest, one of the biggest, I can't say biggest now, but Scorsese fans. But I haven't seen all of his films. I haven't seen New York, New York. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Silence, which I want to see.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of Scorsese films that I need to see to get to. I don't need to watch The Creeper Man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's like, the thing. Like, and I think my parents, and they didn't know. They had no idea about the history of the Jeepers Creepers. Like, they're watching Jeepers Creepers 3, like, you know, a few years ago. And I was there, and I saw parts of it, and it was just, like, not good.
Right.
But, you know, it's like I wouldn't go out of my way to go watch anything associated with, like, this franchise. And even, like, watching the older films, like, I have it on DVD, so it's like, okay, fine, I already bought the DVD. I'll watch Jeepers Creepers again.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah, it
and
is.
And also, he doesn't own the rights to Jeepers Creepers, so he's not technically profiting off of it.
Right, right, exactly.
But
and
it's,
then
still,
again,
it's still gross because it's, like, coming from his brain.
Right, and that's the thing. It's like, so, are you comfortable with that? Like, if you're comfortable with watching that, yeah, it exists, what are you going to do? You can't ban it. You can't,
right, right.
You know,
but no,
there.
I honestly haven't seen those movies in years. So.
Yeah, okay, okay.
You know,
that's an interesting
conversation. There are a lot of creepy people in the horror genre, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But it kind of lends itself to the genre, right? I mean, not everybody,
and
obviously.
And then there are pious men of honor like me.
Yeah.
You know? Thank you.
There's a lot of wonderful people in the genre.
Yeah, no, there are. The thing is, the horror community.
But there are people that can be pretty disgusting and creepy that can sneak their way because it's so easy to kind of hide in the shadows of horror.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, I will say we have found the horror community to be very open, mm-hmm, and loving. And I think in every community, abusers and predators will, mm-hmm, come about.
I mean, that's true.
You know,
that's true.
And it's up to the members of that community to hold those people accountable,
yeah,
and whatnot, and to hold all grown-ups accountable,
yeah,
for their behavior. And I'm being dead serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so was that all of the high school ones?
Okay, yeah. So Carrie, Scream, Battle Royale, Jeepers Creepers 2, Heathers.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I guess I was... Nightmare on Elm Street kind of falls into that category too. But
okay,
I don't really have a favorite. I mean, the first one's great.
So. Okay, okay. You know what? But this has been so good. thank you because we did good today, yeah, in terms of producing the Jewels content, yeah, of horror lists. But I have to say really quickly, I'm going to say this list.
Yes.
Tragedy Girls.
Oh, that's on my other great list.
Oh yeah, that flick is fucking awesome,
isn't it? Great.
Mija Rocio,
yeah,
recommended that, and
she
you recommended
did, yeah,
it. Yeah,
and actually I had the privilege, this is my, you know, bragging moment, I worked with somebody in that movie. I'm not gonna say who yet because it's not out yet,
right?
But
that movie kicks ass.
I loved
it. I'm not
it,
even
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah.
And the two leads, so awesome.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Love that movie.
Evil Dead is technically a high school movie because I think they're in high school. And I love that movie.
Okay.
And I love Evil Dead 2 more.
Yes.
But that's another thing. House, the Japanese film.
Oh,
do you remember
that
film?
Yeah, yeah.
There's one part where a guy falls down and he's in a pot,
oh
and,
my
he,
God,
and he just moves around. And I started laughing. I was like,
that's the
that's
funniest
the
thing
great,
ever.
Yeah. I was like,
it's
that's
so,
the greatest.
It's so campy.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street, I had, mm-hmm, on the list. There's a movie that I saw at Horrorthon at the Arrow Theater many years ago called Horror High, mm-hmm, and it's about Slaughter High,
mm-hmm,
and it's about these teenagers that pull a prank on their teacher and she goes nuts and then she gets revenge on them. Very funny kind of 80s,
okay,
movie and stuff like that. Scream, the Scream movies and The Faculty. And the reason I lump those all together is because those are Kevin Williamson films.
Okay, The Faculty you haven't seen.
Right. Oh, well, actually technically only Scream 1 and then the sequel, the last sequel.
Uh-huh.
Was
high school.
Yeah, okay. But so those movies and The, yeah, Faculty. So Kevin Williams, mm, good stuff. The Faculty directed by Robert Rodriguez. OG.
Okay, I haven't seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, very fun. I think you would like an alien movie in high school. The Craft.
I was gonna say that was also like there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good one.
The Craft.
Wonderful, wonderful actresses.
Mm-hmm.
They're the best. And then I just want to say this: this isn't a high school movie. This is a college movie, but it came out when I was in high school. I have a soft spot for it. Urban Legends.
Okay.
And it's kind of like of the Scream ilk. And I just mentioned there's a woman in it named Alicia Witt. And, uh-huh, I used to have such a big crush on her in when I was a young man.
Yeah.
And then one day I was at the shop, the magic tailoring shop, and I was sewing. And then this woman came in with her dog. And then my mom was like, "Oh, that's, look at this dog. It's named,
yeah,
Ernest." And I was like, "Oh, hi, Ernest."
Ernest.
And I kind of ignored the woman. And then like later I found out that was Alicia Witt.
Oh, wow.
And I just want to say I love you in Urban Legends. And I love you, you silly woman. You know, no, I'm just kidding.
Why silly?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Alicia, Miss Witt, I'm apologizing.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, no, I apologize, Miss Witt. Miss Witt, forgive me, my precious woman.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
No, okay. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But she seemed very nice. She, mm-hmm, seemed like a very nice lady, and she sings and stuff. It's, mm-hmm, cool. Okay, I just want to...
Yeah, there's a few...
You know what? Fuck. What? We went an hour. Uh-huh. And then I have like two big, huge topics, Heather's and Massacre at Central High. And it's almost four.
That's fine.
And you're a busy woman.
Let's finish the list.
Okay. Go for
it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So all of those Ginger Snaps, they're in high school.
Yeah. Okay.
Donnie Darko
is great.
It's technically horror. Yeah.
Almost Lovecraftian horror.
Because, like, I mean, when you kind of like, when you look at some of like the horror monster icons, like you often see that bunny.
Yeah.
So they do group him in.
That does make sense.
It does kind of scare me a little bit. But it's was like, freaky. I get it. It's more thrillery.
And that bunny is very like
thriller,
horror
sci-fi
imagery.
Kind of, yeah, weird.
That works.
And those are the main ones, yeah. But I love Tragedy Girls, The Craft, all of those. And It Follows, I don't remember if that was high school or not, but if it is.
I think it was.
That one's really good too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But that whole genre, yeah, it's kind of, there's so much to explore in high school, right? I mean, like, what were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say let's just drop a pearl. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a movie that I discovered that I had April watch.
Yes.
Okay. It's called Massacre at Central High. The reason I even recommended it was not because like I thought she would like super respond to it.
Yeah.
But that it, as a historical artifact.
No, that makes sense.
It's interesting. Would you care to talk about it? Or
yeah,
like,
yeah, let's talk
about it. Okay.
Massacre at Central High. That's what
it's called. Yeah.
Yes, and this is on Criterion right now.
Yeah,
right?
It was on Criterion. I cut Shudder and Criterion for like 2 weeks, and I couldn't stay away from them, and
but
I got
them
back.
I watched it, and Nas was kind of like, just watch it and don't even look it up or anything. And, you know, so I'm like, okay, this is a horror movie on Criterion. Like, it's going to be pretty great.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's funny because I started watching it. And I was like, what is this? Like, it's so campy. It's so, so cheesy. And honestly, a lot of it's very offensive.
Yeah? Really?
It's so old. Like, it's one of those movies that, like, you can't get away with that shit today. Like,
right.
Making that movie today is just not, it would never happen.
It's just nuts because, okay, this was last week. It was a Thursday. We had a full work day here, I believe. And I came home and it was like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Or eventually. And I started watching this thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching it with the purpose of like, I'm just going to watch something to pass out to that's like a cheesy horror film that's not too intense.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it and I couldn't go to sleep because I'm like, where is this going?
Yeah.
This is bizarre. Where I don't know where any of this is going. Did you notice, like, for instance, you don't see any adults up until a certain point?
Until like the dance.
It's very crazy.
I did notice that. I'm like, where the hell are the parents? Where are the teachers? Because basically the film is like about this guy who's new. He's a new guy in school and he kind of befriends like this group of jocks who are just like evil and they're like clicky and they run the school.
I'm just curious, new guy, hot or not?
Ew.
No.
Okay. No, I mean, not my type. I don't know.
Okay. I always sometimes wonder where April's
no,
taste lies.
I don't know.
Like she says she likes, I'm not even gonna say it.
Oh, you can say it. Ben Stiller?
Yeah,
Ben
Stiller. I was so surprised. I'm not that he's like a bad looking person or anything. Like
I'm more of a personality person.
Right. Okay.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
But like the traditional hot guy stereotype is just not, it's not it for a lot of women.
Right,
that's
right.
That's just truthfully.
Okay, interesting.
But anyway, so new guy that's comes good to know. School. He kind of falls for this girl who's one of his old friend's girlfriends. So like, sorry, my alarm is going off.
Busy woman.
Let me turn it off.
Okay. Thank you, Copa. I know the lyric can get hot, you know?
You know.
Like, yeah.
But yeah, so it kind of just is a movie about this guy who's trying to overthrow this little empire of kids, of guys. And it turns into like, you know, people keep dying and won't give away too much. But yeah. And it basically like there's no parents, there's no adults around. And it's just an interesting movie. I don't know. How much can we give away?
No, I think it predates Columbine. It predates like punk music. Like it predates. And then the thing is, it made me want to go and watch a film that I had not seen, but I have seen chunks of it just here and there, just naturally it being a big movie in the culture. But Heathers.
Yeah.
I went and watched that on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I have to say, they're very similar.
Yeah. So, okay. This movie came out, what, in the 80s or something?
This movie was 76.
70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not my favorite 70s film.
Right. Wait. But like, so you didn't like the movie at all? Like,
I wouldn't put it up there.
You didn't like the song, "You're at the crossroads of your life."
It's so cheesy. Like, the acting is so bad. I'm sorry. I'm not one to, like, bash films like this. But I feel like I have the right for this one. Right. Just because I'm like, I mean, there's also like so much unnecessary nudity and like really offensive like SA scenes, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And I'm just like, ooh, cringe.
Wait, what is that?
SA.
What is that?
Sexual assault.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm old. Yeah.
It's so, I mean, it's so disturbing. Like, whatever. Like, I get it's like all satire.
Like, do you remember that part where like the girlfriend of the friend of the new guy, she says like, I got to tell you something. We were going skinny dipping.
Yeah.
And we wanted to make love. Yeah. And I think he wanted to make love too.
Yeah, no, it's like, so it's so bad. Like the women are written so bad and
I
unnecessary.
It.
Like,
yeah, I appreciated it as like a. Do you know what's funny?
But no, and there were parts of it that were like, oh, cool, this is a cool kill scene, cool, like whatever. But man, all of the actor, like the characters, especially the ones that were trying to, I guess, take over the empire and
right.
Whatever.
See what happens.
They pissed me off so bad. They're so annoying.
And the bad guys were practically like, well.
Yeah. Okay. That's the thing. I don't know if high school bullies were really like this or they were just portrayed like this in movies. But it's like that kind of like, where are you going? Or I don't know. Just like very stereotypical, like, and just like really aggressive bullying and punking and stuff like that. That. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's how it was. I don't know.
Don't get me wrong. Kids can have a high capability of being mean and nasty to each other. But dude, kids have a humanity. They've, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
they're not all like,
yeah.
You know, like they're not.
It's
you know.
Just funny.
Yeah.
It was funny. I don't know. But
I had so much.
But I do see like a movie like Heathers, which I think is superior. I mean, whatever. Not to sound snobby, but it is. It's a superior movie.
Heathers, well, the thing is...
But it wouldn't exist without
I have to say this
movie,
about
right?
Heathers. I miss that type of humor in comedies and stuff. That type of... It's razor sharp. And a lot of it in Heathers, kind of same thing with this movie, where it's like, dude, I don't think you can get away with joking about that. I mean, the central thing is just these teenagers killing their friends, and they're the heroes, kind of, or Winona Ryder.
Right, and it's I love how... Okay, the movie that you mentioned, Massacre at Central High, influenced Heathers very clearly. But then Heathers, it influenced movies like Jawbreaker, Mean Girls, even the show like The Recess, or not The Recess.
Oppenheimer. No, sorry, joking, yeah.
No, we can talk.
Right, yeah.
What? Recess, the show Recess.
Yeah.
And then, of course... Amigas.
Right.
Our show, Amigas, the Telenovela.
Right.
Now a TV movie. Was very influenced by Heathers, you know? It was like the, you know, all the mean girls, all the popular girls having the same name. And just kind of being your stereotypical, like, popular girls, but killing their friends at the same time.
Right. And I will leave it with this.
Yeah, but I love that genre, yeah.
Yeah, no, Heathers is great. I did not, hold on. Where's the music? You know what? Fuck it. Who cares?
Don't worry about it.
You know what? Well, we gave you some jewels. I'm trying to look for the music, but I can't find it. And I'm getting a little... What's this? Oh, here. I'll use this. Well, listen, gang. I leave it with this, okay? I have an alter ego.
Turn it down, maybe.
Oh, turn it down? Okay. There we go. Okay. Named Nazalina. She's the woman me. She lives inside all of us. She's everyone.
All of us.
Yeah, she's everyone. And she keeps in her diary. And I have a passage from her diary. Because if I imagine when I saw Heathers, I was inspired. And I was like, man, I miss the girls. April and the girls.
Aww.
You know, like, and I was like, okay. Dear diary, April was so mean to me today. She made fun of my blouse in front of everyone. Then she poured oatmeal all over my head.
Oh my gosh.
And then she made fun of me because my teacher died. But still, April showed that she could be a good friend. Yesterday we were playing volleyball, and after the game she said, "Good game, girl. I'm sorry I've been mean to you, and you are special. And don't tell anyone, but secretly, you are the horror queen."
Oh my gosh.
Thank you, April. And your taste in horror is not cheesy. It is sophisticated and special. Thank you. April, I'm just kidding, of course. April has never been mean to me. In fact, I will say this. I will leave it off with
That's
this.
That's a lie.
No. April April, and the other partner, Chris, they are the few people on this planet that know how to talk to me without, like, you know how I am. You know, like, April knows. I'm moody.
You know, it's all love here.
Yeah, it's all love. It's April, all thank you so much. Thank you very much.
And I don't think your taste in horror is cheesy. I think at the end of the day, we all have our own interests and our own tastes and our own point of views. And
Honestly, like, you know, we're all very, like, for the other person's enrichment in the world of cinema and stuff, and just getting in as much cool things as possible.
Exactly. So, and that's the beauty of, you know, filmmaking and movie watching and movies in general. There's something for everybody out there. So remember, kids, no movie shaming. Don't be a film snob.
Yeah.
Respect your friends.
Yeah.
And be nice.
Exactly. Exactly. And like, to the younger generations, you tell them the movies that you might have picked up in your years, or to the older generations, you say, hey, Gramps, you know, you'll like this movie. Now, let's give our sign-offs and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that. Where can the good people follow you, April, and all of us?
So, yes, I am on Instagram. I'm on TikTok at April Directs. Pretty much, yeah.
Nice. Okay. And then you can follow us on Instagram at Wild 7 Studios. Like, share, and subscribe to us on the old YouTube at Wild 7 Studios. And
follow Wild 7 Studios on TikTok.
Yes.
At Wild 7 Studios. TikTok.
Go to our website and you can sign up for our newsletter.
Yes.
www.wild7studios.com. 7 with a 7.
Yes. All the inside scoop and latest updates on all of our stuff.
Sign up for that newsletter. You'll be included in our world, and it's quite fun. It's always something going on. And you can follow me on Instagram at Mr.NozRed. Follow me on Twitter at Mr.NozRed. And I do hope this spooky movie season we have fun.
Yeah.
All of us. We're all safe. I hope everybody in the Wild 7 community is doing well. And I wish you a tall cup of cocoa, a nice book to watch after your spooky movie.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a comic book of some sort. And that's life. The simplicity of life brings a tear to my eye, and I'm quite happy with just life. Life is good.
I am so excited that it's spooky season. I've been waiting all year for this. I mean, the second that it was September 1st, we're like, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's start watching all the movies. So happy movie watching. I hope our lists come in handy. We're going to drop all of those lists. Everything that we mentioned, we'll drop in the descriptions below. Check them out. Honestly, most of these you can find on Tubi for free. Not most of them, but a lot of them you can find on Tubi.
Yes.
Including our movie, Debbie and the Devil. So add that to your list as well.
Yes.
You will not regret it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And then I also just have to say that's pretty much it. Yeah. We got it all in.
Yes. That was a good one. That was a good episode. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you, April.
I also just wanted to make you all aware.
Right.
Did you know Friday the 13th is in October this year?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So
I've been meaning...
that's going to have to be a big special.
I've been meaning to go through that franchise. And listen, gang, when the strike is over, which power to the people, we will talk about the movie I was alluding to, because I will watch it.
We'll talk about all of the new movies if and when that gets settled.
But I thank you all. I wish you all something.
Happy spooky season.
Happy spooky season.
Please take a moment and hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure.